This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. Rocket fire and explosions lit up the Gaza Strip for the fifth night running and into the early hours of Saturday as the conflict between Israel and Hamas militants continues. Reuters footage captured several bright flashes from explosions and the sound of blasts reverberating through the city as both sides exchanged fire. Palestinian medical officials said at least 126 people have been killed in Gaza alone since Monday, including 31 children, 20 women, 950 others wounded. Among 8 dead in Israel were a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and 6 Israeli civilians, including 2 children. Reports of unaccompanied migrant children being forced to stay overnight in park buses at the Dallas Convention Center are completely unacceptable if true, according to the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra Friday. Dr. Amy Cohen, a psychiatrist and executive director of the advocacy group Every Last One, said a 15-year-old Honduran boy she's working with was held on a bus from Saturday to Wednesday, using the bus bathroom during that time and unable to move about freely or communicate with family. More than a dozen states quickly embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most cases, but other states and cities and some major businesses have hesitated amid doubts about whether the approach is safe or even workable. As many business owners pointed out, there is no easy way to determine who has been vaccinated and who has not. And the new guidelines issued Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention essentially worked on the honor